Well, we played Fulham on the Saturday at Aston Villa's ground, Villa Park, and it was a tough game, and we were fortunate to come away with a 1-1 draw. John Kennelly scored, and then we more or less just breathed a sigh of relief, to be honest, and then we thought about right, we'll make it right on Tuesday, which was at Filbert Street, which was Leicester City's ground. So the replay was on a Tuesday night. Was something we look forward to because I don't think we've done ourselves as a team justice on the Saturday. So we went about, we had a good idea of how to go about it and the way we did. We started off, night match, loads of Burnley supporters there again, good atmosphere, everything about it was good. And we got off for a good start. There was a ball from the right wing came across and I guided into the goal, which made it a 1-0 lead for us. And we were quite comfortable at that time. We played on and on. And then about in the second half, I scored another one. I was very fortunate to score another one. It was Prona played by Jimmy McIlroy and he scored again to make it 2-0. And then we knew we'd done practically done enough. Fulham did come back and score a goal a minute from the end, but it was too late for them to get themselves back into the game.
And how did it feel to know that you were going to Wembley in an FA Cup final, which is the pinnacle of most players' career?
Oh, it was great. You know, you got yourself ready to go. Quite honestly, I think we played a league match that week before the cup final. We'd got behind with our matches, and I think we played a league match. I'm not sure whether it was Sheffield Wednesday away. So there was a few of us played in this league match on the Tuesday, which helped the nerves, it steadied the nerves a bit because you knew on the Saturday you're going down to Wembley to play.
And when did you go down to Wembley? Did you go down the Friday and the Saturday? What was the preparation like?
We went down, I think we went down on the Thursday, stayed at a really big hotel. They had plenty of room where you could stretch your legs and things like that. And we trained both days, just little looseness really because we'd had quite a hard season. We'd played quite a few matches and we were just sort of just getting ready for the one game, the cup final.
And were you favourites against Tottenham?
No, I don't think we were favourites. Tottenham were a good side and they're a good footballing team. They played, you know, they played really well. They had a strong individuals as well. I'd like said Jimmy Greaves, Danny Blanchflower, Mackay, you know, they were a strong side, and I mean Burnley were we were a good football team. We were quite a strong team, and we had quite a lot of young players in at the time, like John Connolly, Ray Poynter, John Angus, Brian Miller, myself. We were quite a young side, so it was a really big match for us, where Tottenham had quite a lot of experienced players in. And I know as soon as we went out to play the game, I remember in particular that Tottenham just passed the ball about for the first 4 or 5 minutes. They just kept the ball, kept possession, just passed it about, and they all got a feel of the ball, all got into the game. And you look at that and you think, yeah, that was a good move by them.
What was it like, you know, just taking a step back, what was it like running out onto Wembley? You know, you've got all the Burnley fans there, it's the showpiece. You know, what was that experience like?
Well, you walk up the tunnel and it's just you can see the light, and that's about it. And then when you get out, just out of the tunnel, the crowd, I mean, the roar that greets you is unbelievable. And that was both teams walk out together, and then there's this big roar of anticipation, really, about the game. And we just walked out and walked onto the pitch. Then we stood while we were introduced to, I think it was the Duke of Edinburgh. I mean, I should remember these things. You don't often meet the Duke of Edinburgh, do you?
And then obviously Tottenham scored to make it 1-0, and then you scored, which turned out to be the 100th goal. Did you know how significant it was at the time?
No, I hadn't a clue. It was just another goal to me. It was the equalising goal, and that was it. And it's like you say, we didn't hang on too long because a couple of minutes later we were 2-1 down. Tottenham had gone straight back up and scored, and then they scored again a bit later on to make it 3-1. And it was a disappointing, but It was a great feeling to be able to go to Wembley and play. Even if you lose, to be part of a cup final is tremendous.
And I mean, just going back to the goal, when it hit the back of the net, did you think, oh, I've scored at Wembley, or was it just, right, let's get on with the game?
Quite honestly, you never see the ball hit the back of the net, because the ball goes past the keeper and you know it's a goal and that's it, and you turn away before it's hit the back of the net.
Did you have a good dance?
No, there's no dancing nowadays. You just went to congratulate Gordon Harris, really, because he put the cross in, and then everybody just comes and shakes your hand or pats you on the back, and that was the way it was. You go back to the centre circle and you start all over again.
And, you know, afterwards, when you realise the significance of the goal, did it, you know, there's the painting that for the anniversary that went on everybody's walls in every clubhouse. Do you take pride in how significant it was?
I do, yeah, but at the time it was just the equalising goal in a cup final. But I didn't know it was the 100th goal cup final. I didn't know till probably well after the match. It was just one of them things. I have seen it up and down in different clubs and think, well, the painting's got about.
And you were a quiz question as well.
Yeah. I remember once I was decorating with my son, Craig, and we were decorating, and there was a match on, and it was a local game, and at half-time came, and then they said, we've got a question to ask you and see if you can get the answer. So they asked this question, was, who scored the 100th cup final goal at Wembley? And me son was up the ladder and he said me dad, and I said me. So we both would have been wrong, because it was Jimmy Robson.